New Zealand may be one of Australia's closest neighbours, but when it comes to Kiwi expats feeling like they belong, the relationship with Australia is apparently strained. A new survey released today says that Australians' attitudes to social cohesion reveals Australia's attitudes to social cohesion and sense of belonging. While strong experiences of discrimination were felt throughout Australia's South Sudanese, Kenyan and Zimbabwean communities, a surprise finding was that New Zealand expats are also among the most likely to feel discriminated against in Australia. Stephanie Richards reports.
Australia has always prided itself as being a multicultural and welcoming country. Now a survey has measured just how cohesive a nation we really are. The Today Australia report, released by the Scanlon Foundation, is the largest ever study measuring Australian attitudes on social inclusion. It reveals Australia is an overall tolerant nation, but there are some pockets of society facing prejudice. Report author Professor Andrew Marcus from Monash University.
On the positive side, most people who migrated to Australia in recent years are very positive about Australia, optimistic for the future. In fact, after they've been here for more than 10 or 15 years, the level of optimism goes down as people, I guess, face the realities that it's still quite difficult in Australia. When we then analysed what was happening with regard to different visa categories or different birthplace groups, we did find some quite sharp differentiation.
One group who recorded high sentiments of prejudice and discrimination was New Zealand expats. Just under 30% of New Zealand-born respondents indicated their experience in Australia had been more negative than expected since they arrived. Professor Andrew Marcus says this is in part due to policy constraints imposed on New Zealand residents in Australia.
Amongst people who've come from New Zealand, solely on the basis of having New Zealand citizenship, on the basis of their passports, which New Zealanders are entitled to do. They can come and stay basically indefinitely unless there's a criminal conviction or something like that. So having come on that basis, some of them are not fully aware of the reality that should they run into difficulties, they're not recognised as permanent residents, so they can't get Centrelink benefits. The children, unless they've been in Australia for 10 years, would probably not qualify for HECS to go to university or other tertiary study. They can't vote. There's certain public service jobs, because they're not permanent residents, they can't apply for. So a range of issues like that impact on the New Zealanders.
Professor Marcus says some New Zealand expats may not have had a proper understanding of Australian visa policies before turning up on our shores.
Those who came maybe 10 years ago, the years immediately after 2001, it wasn't really explained to them adequately that if you came on that path simply by showing your passport, there would be certain problems for you down the track. So there's a sense there that those people who came after 2001, in the years immediately after, had not been adequately informed of what was possibly awaiting them.
Professor Andrew Marcus, Monash University. Natasha Maynard is a Secretary and Governance Advisor for AusKiwi, an organisation campaigning for the fair treatment of New Zealanders living in Australia. Natasha says whilst she feels accepted as an Australian, she believes other New Zealanders are victimised from Australia's visa policies.
Unlike Australians who go to New Zealand, who get permanent residency on arrival, who can vote after 1 year, who can get student allowances and student loans after 3 years, who can get social security assistance after, I think it's two, it might be 3 years now, who are eligible for the Defence Force, that's not the same here. There's been an incremental erosion of that reciprocity for the last 30 years. So effectively now, New Zealanders who come to Australia, and this has been the case since February 2001, are basically just given a right to live and work here permanently. But the visa that they're issued with, it's a temporary visa. It's a little bit oxymoronic in that you are temporarily indefinite. So you can live here as long as you want, but you are on a temporary visa.
Natasha Maynard says New Zealand expats deserve better rights in Australia.
Here are people that come here, they pay their tax, and you've got to bear in mind that New Zealanders pay about $5 billion annually in income tax, but yet there's still all these myths around the dole bludger and all of this nonsense. New Zealanders actually have a higher workforce participation rate at 78% than Australians. So they come here, they work hard, they pay their way, they love Australia, they want to contribute, they do volunteer work. Most of the Kiwis that I know all do some sort of volunteer work, coaching sport, whatever the case may be. They've had children that are born here. Some of them have Australian spouses. So they're calling this country home, but basically they have a situation where there's government policy that are saying, no, you can come here and live here and work here, but we don't really want you to ever be an Australian.
That's Natasha Maynard. She's Secretary and Governance Advisor for Oz Kiwi, speaking on behalf of a lot of very disgruntled Kiwis from the sound of it. Ending that report by The Wire's Stephanie Richards.